David?
Hello, thanks for calling customer support.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. We're trying to order three of these, and we tried to do it over the phone.
It's not working.
But it's not working.
Online.
Okay. We can't take a phone orders.
You can't take a phone order?
Let me just say this.
Uh-huh.
When I was doing the order, I'm ordering three of them for a reduced price. I think it's like $114 something. Are you there?
I'm here. Of course, this is a call center. I only answer questions about accounts, active accounts. So I can't really advise you in regards to what you're looking at because I can't see what you see on your end.
All right. Well,
how do we order it then? If we can't get you, can you put us over to somebody that can do it?
No one can place the order by phone. It has to be initiated online because of privacy issues. They can't take your card number by phone.
Well, gee whiz.
Are you on a particular website?
Yeah.
Now, what is it doing? Is it not taking your card number, or what is it?
Get into it, honey.
Okay, hold on.
No, you have to do it on my phone.
All right. Okay.
Hang on, I'll get it.
I want to know. I put the information on
here.
The credit card and everything.
Well, the problem is we don't know if it's come through or not.
We don't want to do a double order.
Yeah, we don't want to do a double order.
Well, if you give me your zip code, I can see if the order went through.
All right.
Can you check it?
Give her a zip code.
98516. Did you put the zip code in?
I'm sorry.
I think so.
What zip code did you use?
85-9516. Zip code.
859516?
No. 98516.
Thank you.
We're over here in Washington State.
Okay, your first and last name?
Walter
Myers. And I put the card number in and everything, but the problem is they say if you want a case, well, yeah, I do, but I ordered three, and I would like to get three cases.
And it's, let's see here.
That's why I called you, because they're not doing this right.
Mm-hmm. And it's Walter Myers?
That's right.
Okay. I don't see an account yet. I was just trying to search by name to see if something would come up.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the city and state where you live?
It would be Olympia, Washington.
Okay.
The green evergreen state.
You don't see it?
I don't see an account here, so apparently it didn't. The order may not have gone through because I would normally see active orders in this system.
But let me tell you this. Under order summary, I wondered if it hadn't gone through because it said scope and it didn't say price, nothing there. Shipping,
mm-hmm.
Nothing. Today's total, nothing. Then it says, yes, complete my order. So do I hit that?
I don't place orders,
because
I really don't know. I can give you the email to customer support, and they may be able to assist you.
Oh, I didn't want this to be so difficult.
Yeah, maybe we should just forget about it.
We'd like to have it. We'd like to order, but we don't want you guys to make it so hard on seniors.
I understand. Now, I'm at a third-party call center, and I only answer questions on the back end after you place the order for this company.
You can do it on the computer.
Yes, try that.
Is it better to do it on the computer?
If you have access to a computer, I would highly recommend that because, of course, your cell phone you may have to turn that cell phone off and maybe clear out all your history and your settings for it to process.
That's okay. We'll do it. We'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it tomorrow.
Okay.
Wow.
Thank you.
We just want to make sure that we were going to get the discount. That's why.
I understand. Does it expire?
All right.
Okay.
I don't know.
I
know is it's like 50% off right now and then another 10% if you do it now. But this whole thing, the way they've set it up, it can really turn customers away.
I'm sorry. I haven't experienced that yet.
Okay.
We don't take orders here.
I need your help.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for calling customer support, and I wish you luck with that.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I'll tell you what to put, okay?